Do not attempt to adjust your programming. You are now listening to B-Movies and Beyond.
Really?
Back the beat, Ryan.
Yep, there's the beat.
Welcome in, everyone, to episode 343. We're getting so close, Ryan. So close.
I feel like we're getting so close, we're edging ourselves.
I think so. I think that's why we take these little breaks from time to time.
Well, have you noticed it's happened around our birthdays? And with that being said, happy birthday, Peter.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Did you have a great birthday celebration?
Yeah, it was pretty good. We went and saw our oldest. He just graduated from boot camp in the Air Force. So went to San Antonio for that. And that was cool. And that's where celebrated my birthday. So
you celebrated your birthday out of the state?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Well, that's how it goes. Yeah, the government, no. they don't care.
How was it? How was celebrating? Where'd you celebrate?
Have you ever been to San Antonio?
Texas?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
This is it's pretty cool. Like, they got this river walk, like all these stores, restaurants, all bumped up. Like, the whole, like, I guess downtown is all based around it, and plenty of good food and just tons of stuff. And we walked around there. It was quite nice.
Is that the theme in Texas? Like, Austin has a river walk, and like a lot of that river walk stuff has been inspired to move over to Denver, Colorado. We're getting that soon.
We're getting a river walk?
Yeah, there was rumors of it for a minute. I think Pueblo's getting it first. Same concept. Yeah. And did you see the thing that Pueblo, like, is the most hated city in Colorado?
I mean, this isn't that where all the meth comes from?
That's a tricky statement, because I think a lot of the meth comes from Pueblo and Fort Collins.
Oh, okay.
And Denver just gets the sandwich between all of them.
Yeah, everyone's it's all coming there. Yeah, I don't know. The Riverwalk was cool. I mean, like you could have, like, they had boats, they had tours, like, going on this river. So it was pretty cool. We enjoyed it. We did not at night, though. We would go inside, because it did get a little sketchy at night. But
ooh, see, that sucks. Ooh. But, you know, I mean, that shit happens here too, bro.
It's true. Very true. But yeah, we'll see how this goes, how this episode.
Are you guys going to do a little catch-up, like, birthday celebration?
Birthday celebration, yeah, that was that. It was nice. Ellie had her birthday, and she's a year older now too, and
that's right. Oh my gosh, that's on me, because I didn't make it to Ellie's birthday.
Yeah, shame on you. It was hard. That was Easter weekend. That was tough.
Yeah. Easter fell on a weird weekend, bro.
I know, right before April. It was odd. We didn't even do anything. Like, well, we had some eggs for the kids, you know, but like, we were burnt out after the party for her. So. But yeah, I think that's why she's on this episode. That's why we're lounging in bed, which is this where you always podcast, Ryan, is through from bed?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when the setting's right, I'm going to be gone from like a desk/office. Just not there yet. But I do lounge from bed, and I have my TV over here where I could just watch whatever's on.
You can tell when it's you're really distracted sometimes.
I could be distracted watching pro wrestling, or I could be watching X-Men 97. That is Wednesdays.
It is Wednesday.
Bro, have you been watching X-Men 97?
I am behind, so I need to catch up. My.
How far behind are you?
I think the last time we talked was about that the Jean Grey clone. That was it.
Oh, you should watch it.
Yeah. Can you hear the movie in the background that I'm watching?
I hear a little bit. Okay. What you got going on back there?
Oh, well, Moana, which I do.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I think my child single-handedly like helped make a sequel. Cause did you see like Disney like announced like oh man, like Moana is like the number one stream thing on their platform. And literally my daughter watches it probably daily, if not more.
And Dwayne The Rock Johnson was able to buy ownership in pro wrestling. So thanks, Ellie.
Yeah, that's all from Ellie.
All from Ellie. I support that message. I love that.
Yeah. So it is always on. Actually, she's pulling us. She has that movie on, and like she was just singing it. But she also has a phone and watching YouTube Kids on it. So it's too many screens, man.
Too many screens.
But as long as it distracts her so I can podcast, that's all that matters.
Hey, you know what? A little distraction goes a long way. So,
Ryan, since the last time we talked, we discussed, you were bringing up like the animated series, like the real Ghostbusters and I think Beetlejuice. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know, like, why was it so different, right? Why did all the characters look so different? And I researched because I just thought, oh, man, they must have had a hard time getting rights to it. But I found the history of the real Ghostbusters. And I feel like I need to correct our statement. And really, it seems like the only reason why this happens is because, you know, it's a money grab. Right.
Toys.
They knew like, oh, man, Ghostbusters is so popular. So we need to capitalize on this as much as possible. And let's get the kids involved and let's make a cartoon. They outsourced all the animation to South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, they decided like, let's just change these things.
Well, I don't think South Korea really knew how to capture the essence of Bill Murray.
No, well, you know, but that's what's funny, though, is like just because of all the new character designs, like the actual writers, you know, the writers were based in, you know, L.A. and they understood it. And I felt like they did capture the essence of all the Ghostbusters. So it's just the lack of just the weird animation and everything is because they're doing it so cheaply and outsourcing it to South Korea. That's why we have this, all these weird things. And like, if you know, probably the same thing happened with X-Men back in the day. And that's why, like, you know, some of the colors was like off a little bit and it was just kind of sloppy. It's because of that. They were just outsourcing all this stuff to South Korea and getting these quick turnarounds and,
so what you're saying is the Asians screwed up our childhood?
Well, I don't know if they screwed it up. I feel like they made it more memorable. I mean, we remember these. We're still talking about these things.
You know what's funny? Like, you bring up X-Men, and like we've talked about how X-Men's animation has just been shit. It was like South Korean / Japanese animators, but they had to animate in an American style.
Yeah.
So they had to like reverse engineer their style to fit our look. And yeah, that's right. A lot of stuff got lost in translation. Could you imagine if we got a full anime like X-Men series? Or even an anime Ghostbuster series? I feel like Japanese people would have nailed proton packs and just how exciting they would have been. And oh, dude, Japanese freaking Ghostbusters would be phenomenal.
Yeah, I agree. I would love to anime anything. Is I love when they take some of that kind of like our stuff, like when they did the Animatrix, dude, all that stuff was really cool.
Yeah.
So oh, yeah. I'm into that. The last little tidbit of this history was that, basically, you know, none of the original Ghostbusters really tried out to do like their voices, except for Ernie Hudson. He was the only one that tried out for this voice role, and guess what? He lost it. Arsenio Hall beat him out, and he got the voice role. So
what?
Yeah, I don't know how that happens, but that's what this history says from a Den of Geeks. So,
could you imagine? Like, oh yeah,
what's wrong?
You can imagine. You get the voice, you get the actual voice, and he's not that good. You get Arsenio Hall to come in to be his voice. Arsenio Hall, nah, he'd be a good Ghostbuster, but he wouldn't be better than Ernie Hudson.
No, part of me wonders if it was a money thing, you know, like, nah, you're actually like in the movie. We don't want anything, you know, close to it is my guess. But who knows? You know, again, I'm making up history again. So, but I needed to correct myself, and I thought that was a very interesting article in the history of it. And a lot of our popular short-lived series, like, did you remember, like, there was a Rambo animated series, like, Karate Kid series? Yeah, nope. Like,
I remember Heathcliff.
Yep.
Dude, Heathcliff is funny because there's a cat that comes around this neighborhood, and everybody was calling him Garfield. I was like, no way, dude, that's Heathcliff. Garfield would be inside the house eating lasagna. Heathcliff is still running the streets with the Cadillac cats. And Heathcliff was totally that show. Like, it was the spinoff of Garfield. But kind of like Mac and Me. Remember Mac and Me? Like,
yeah, how can I forget?
I know, right? The other day I was doing the whistle. I was...
don't you have to, like... Get your hands in the right position.
I was doing that, and I looked over at my niece, Olivia, and I said, do you know what movie that is? She goes, no. I was like, how do you not know what Mac and Me is? She goes, what's Mac and Me? I was like, the McDonald's knockoff of E.T. starring Jennifer Aniston. And she goes, that was her first movie? I was like, yeah, she was like a McDonald's backup dancer when she was like 8. Was it Jennifer Aniston? It was Jennifer Aniston, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And I don't even think she has, like, credit, you know, it's like an unaccredited role.
It was like you have to pause it and circle her face.
Yeah, I was very young. Because, I mean, technically, right, it was Leprechaun, her first feature.
Leprechaun was her first feature, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, or, yep, so. Yeah, dude. And that leads me to cartoons nowadays. I've been watching a lot of recaps about what's going on in X-Men and, like, how deep these episodes are and how dense they are. Our cartoons back then didn't need to be that deep. Extreme Ghostbusters or the real Ghostbusters. Oh, there was an Extreme Ghostbusters, wasn't there?
Yeah, that was like the reboot of it.
Oof. Dude, they just needed one-off episodes where they're busting to make them feel good. And that's the other thing. Did you bring that to my attention?
That Bustin' Makes Me Feel Good.
Well, Bustin' Makes Me Feel Good, yeah. But isn't that in the song?
Bustin' Makes... I think so.
Like, later, like, if you listen to the song long enough, like, one of the lyrics is, Bustin' Makes Me Feel Good.
Yeah, it's like one of those, like, weird, you know, background singers saying it, I believe.
I thought that was all Paul Rudd coming up with that.
No.
All you know, on the whim, but nope, he was just reciting the song,
yeah.
And that makes it even more better.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic. So, one of the episodes in the real Ghostbusters, they actually summoned Satan. So, I mean, you're saying these, you know, older stuff wasn't that dense. I mean, come on. You brought Satan into the Ghostbusters. Like, that's pretty cool. I need to watch that episode.
Well, it's like X-Men, the animated series, when they meet Nightcrawler. Nightcrawler, like, convinces Wolverine that there is a god.
Nice.
And Wolverine goes to church. Like, that was an episode. I was like, what? I didn't catch that as a kid at all.
See, and I think that's the issue, Ryan. It's as a kid, you don't think they're dense. Watching them now, you're like, oh, yeah, they are kind of dense, especially the X-Men.
Oh, dude, X-Men. I told you, I marathoned the original animated series, and I was watching some of those episodes. I was like, dude, this is deep. I can't believe they're going here. They were going Holocaust. They're going civil rights. They're going freaking God. Oh, my God. And now X-Men now, like, oh, geez, they just amplified it.
Yeah, even deeper. It's crazy.
Going deep. Peter, do we got a quick question?
I do not, but we got so much to get through that I just figured we'll just skip it, and I'm sure a quick question or questions will come up.
You know, if a quick question comes up, I'll hit the music.
Every but time.
In the meantime, we're going to move on to...
Here are some exciting coming attractions from...
Trailers! We got a
Let me just say, Peter, can I just tell you something real quick?
Yeah.
Because you put these trailers on. Kudos. I just got to give you a little fap because the trailers were awesome.
Well, good. So a lot of these are from last week. We missed last week, and I had all these kind of geared up. Actually, oh, there's another one I just remembered that I didn't put on here because it's more new. Yeah, but there were some good ones, and did you watch all of them, all the trailers?
I did, and I thought the one that I was going to like most was going to be Maxine. However, the one I enjoyed most was Crazy House.
Yeah, and we saw that quick teaser that was with Nick Frost, like that horror comedy where like he's like it almost seems like he's in a sitcom and he's like the Goody Two Shoes dad, and then this trailer. Wow, you really go a lot deeper into this and what it is, what's about, and how like there's some I don't know, like killers that come into their house and there they're has looking to be something for something in this house.
Yeah, they're looking for something.
Yeah, and then shit just goes wild.
And dude, it doesn't only just go wild, like. It goes off the fucking rails. Like, there's crosses, there's creatures, there's vomit, there's people hypervent. Like, I don't even know what else was in there. There was a gnat that just almost flew in my mouth. That was probably in the trailer. Nick Frost, when I saw him, I was like, man, this guy's like getting out of shape. And he still is, but like, he is a. You can see that he's going to go fucking apeshit.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's like a weird, like psychological part of it too. Cause I think I talked about how, like, it seemed like there's a perception of like, oh, this is like, everything's perfect. And then, and like the coloring is a lighter and stuff like a TV glow. Mm-hmm. And then when like the dark shit comes, like it gets like really vivid and everything. So like, I feel like that's real life, but man, there's so many different like images of like, wasn't he like Jesus at one point?
He was Jesus at one point. He was bloodied up. Like I said, there was like a Slimer looking creature. Like his family members were covered in blood. He was covered in blood. They're just little clips of what is to come of this movie. Yeah. It's got my attention, though. Do we know when it's coming out?
I was just trying to pull that up right now to see if I can figure it out. It just says 2024. Actually, it says it's going to be released May 16th of this year. So,
I like the summary. Set in the 1990s, Crazy House follows religious homemaker Bernie and his sitcom family when Russian workers in Bernie's house turn out to be wanted criminals. Bernie has to man up and save his imprisoned family while slowly going crazy.
Yeah. Ooh. I don't think I realize Alicia Silverstone's in this.
I did not realize that either. Where was she?
I don't know. It just says starring her, though. Like, mm-hmm. Is she the mom? Like, is she just, like, under a bunch of makeup? And I can't tell. Oh, yeah. Some of these images, there she is. She must be the mom, Eva.
And I like how it's like a, it looks almost exactly like the Bundy's house.
Yeah, it does. Wait, that's Christina Applegate. Isn't that, that was who was, that would have been awesome if they got her in this.
Oh, that would have been fantastic. Isn't, does she doesn't act anymore, right? Doesn't she have like super bad MS?
No. Does she have MS?
I think so.
Man, everyone's getting MS because Selma Blair. She has it.
Yeah, she has bad MS.
Yeah.
No, never mind. She got
breast cancer. Yeah, she had breast. That makes sense. So, all right, May 16th.
Two.
Ooh, she's got both?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that sucks.
I know we're not talking about celebrities' health problems. Peter, this one, next Monster Mash. All I thought about this entire time was Justin's favorite movie, The Monster Squad.
Yeah.
So I know who's going to like this. Or he might hate it, actually. Justin may probably hate this movie.
Yes. I don't know, dude. That looks just, it looks so ridiculous. Of it is, I mean, we just talked about this with the Poonverse thing.
Poonverse.
Poonverse. I'm sure I'm not saying it correctly.
I do like it as a Poonverse.
Yeah. But this is the same thing. They're taking like these classic monsters and they're creating a team to go fight off. What's his name? Michael Madsen. Is that right?
Michael Madsen. Yeah.
And so they're teaming up to go fight him. Cause he's like stealing monsters, right? Is that what I got?
That's like, what I'm gathering. It's kind of like Ghostbusters meets Monster Squad.
Yeah, kind of. So, dude, you know, I have to watch this. Like, it just looks so ridiculous that I'm in. So we will see. But I don't. Where is that coming? Let me see if I can see where this is coming out. But
bless you.
That was a cough.
Well then I take it back. Fuck you.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. It's very, so B-rated, very low budget. And I just cannot wait to see what they pull out of their ass with this. And I have no idea.
Is it out? Because I'm seeing reviews of it and they're not too good.
Oh, of course not. I mean, I mean, you saw the trailer, but I can't help but see this because that's what we do.
We watch shitty movies.
It doesn't. I mean, IMDb does not say it's actually released. I'm sure they probably did some.
March 29th in the U.S.
I got a release date of April 5th in Mexico.
Mexico, yeah. Huh. Where do we? We need to figure out where to watch this.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. We will find this thing. I'm sure it's going to hit some random streaming service soon. So, tell us when you see it, guys.
Yeah, put it in the notes, like and subscribe, and tell us where you can find Monster Mash. And, dude, you are right. Some of these did come out a little bit ago. What'd you think about this one, Stream?
Again, this is more low budget, and I like the premise of right? They're like in a house and they're just basically streaming everything live, and there's a bunch of killers are killing off these people in this house and live streaming it. So interesting concept. I mean, I think we've kind of seen movies like this before, but you know, there's something just like Monster Mash, man, like with this, that there's just something about seeing these B-rated movies and like, how do they go about it and can they pull it off and actually create something that's very interesting. But I mean, this one stood out to me because it had some people that were producers on other things that we have seen in life.
Terrifier.
Oh, yeah, Terrifier. Yeah, that's why it stood out to me.
Yeah, I was watching this and I was like, oh, Terrifier. And then, you know what's strange, Peter, is last night I had a dream. I was watching Terrifier 3, and I think it's because they wrapped up filming. And I was like watching this in my dream, and I was watching with a bunch of people, and I was like, wait a minute. This movie's too gruesome for everybody to watch. I need to turn this off. And the rest of my dream was trying to turn off Terrifier 3. But I didn't want to because I wanted to see what was going on.
Wait, so is they really did wrap filming already?
Yeah, they wrapped filming on Terrifier 3.
Dude, that is...
supposed to be in news.
Oh, sorry. That is just amazing that they got that done so quickly compared to the second one. But that's awesome because it's supposed to be released this year.
Hey, when you get a budget, dude, you can knock out movies. By the way, Monster Mash is out. You can rent it and buy it on Apple TV and other YouTube. All the
what about stream?
That's look it up. Let me see.
You do that. Next one is Maxine, Triple X in the middle of it.
Finally, we get this trailer.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, but this is the new, well, the continuation, the trilogy that the Ty West, what do you call this trilogy? But it started with X and then Pearl, the prequel, and now we're at Maxine. This is like the continuation where you see Maya Goff in the like 80s, I believe, trying to make it big and is in starts off with some porn. So I still haven't finished Pearl. I really enjoyed X. This one looks just as wild as X, if not more so. Like, I feel like this is going to be the one that just tops them all.
Yeah.
And they also got some kind of big name actors in this.
Oh, yeah. Like Lily Collins and Housley and Giancarlo Esposito.
Yeah.
I was and gonna... Sebastian Shaw himself, Kevin Bacon.
Yes. That's the one that really caught my eye.
What's cool about this is, like, okay, X was about like them filming a porno, and eventually you find out like the reason behind the home. Pearl, I'm with you. I don't remember Pearl, but it's about the backstory about the old lady at the house, right?
Correct.
And then Maxine, this one, it seems like it's like a Hollywood wannabe up and coming actress, and they're dealing with the Night Stalkers, which is in the 80s. So it's very 80s base. And she just starts becoming this badass.
Yeah. This is like a direct continuation because she is playing the same person she did in X. She is Maxine. And that one was set in 1979, and now we're in the 80s. So she's going off to do her, you know, starring roles. So
she went from a porn actress to a
porn actress.
Trying
to do, you know, actress. Yeah. But I thought the movie kind of started off with some porn. So,
well, you know, that was like one of the things with the Night Stalker. I mean, he was going after actresses, but he was also going after mainly adult porn actresses.
Yeah. I don't know. It looks cool. The trailer did not really give away anything. If anything kind of confused me, you know, I don't know what's going on, but like at first the trailer I thought was kind of slow and I was like, I don't know what's going on. And then towards the end, I'm like, okay, I'm in. See, lots, it seems like a lot of people are going to die in this. So, and sadly, I think Kevin Bacon's going to die too.
No.
I know.
No. Why?
You know, I think that's fun. I like when you get to see these big guys, big
killing Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
I like that. All right. I'm good with that. Peter, I know why you put this on here. Under Paris.
Dude. Okay. Under Paris is coming to Netflix. This is, I mean, this looks like Jaws in Paris. But like,
why has Jaws never been in Paris?
Because he doesn't speak French. I don't know. but yes, there's a large shark swimming around the deep waters of Paris, which, but like, actually, like going underneath and like in the trailer, they just had so many like just people. I don't know why they're in all these tunnels in the water, and this shark is just going after them. And it looked amazing, except for that. This is in French, and I'm gonna have to read subtitles. But this trailer, you know how I like sea creatures, just like blew me away. Like I'm watching it kind of right now. That there's a triathlon. I forgot that's one of the settings. Why it reminded me of Jaws is because there's a scene where, you know, the shark is pulling down all these flotation devices, just like in Jaws. But like, man, this thing looks kind of brutal. And this trailer got me where I'm willing to read subtitles to watch this. And it's also going to be on Netflix, so that helps as well. But wow, it looks pretty insane. And I'm in.
Well, I love knowing that any shark movie that comes out, Peter's going to watch it. And it determines if I watch it or not.
Yeah, I try to. I love these shark movies. And there's some really good ones. There's some really bad ones. And some of the CGI looks really good, and some of it doesn't look so good. So, I don't... But this, the director, Javier Jeans, I think is how you pronounce it. He's done some good movies, actually. He has done, oh, that's not the movie I was thinking of, so never mind. Oh, he did Cold Skin. That was with the I think Evan told me about Cold Skin. I think this has a sea creature in it.
Yeah. Maybe he's a sea creature kind of guy.
I think he might be. I'm going to have to watch that.
Let's see.
He did Hitman. Hitman. That wasn't terrible. Long time ago. ABC did some of the ABCs of Death. So some of these ones that I thought I saw or I knew were incorrect. Like Mayhem. It was not the Mayhem I was thinking of. And then he also did something called Gangs of London, which I got that confused with Gangs of New York. So,
gotcha.
This guy is very foreign, and I really don't know his movies. But that trailer was insane, and so I am going to watch it because it looked like some really cool kick-ass shark scenes, and that's all you need to get me to watch.
Just sharks?
Cool shark scenes.
Cool shark scenes. You know what I realized? My epiphany today, our logo looks very similar. Actually, the Planet Hollywood logo looks very similar to ours.
Yeah, they copied us. We should try to sue them.
Or at least just take their casino in Vegas.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, we could have a B Movies Beyond Casino.
That would be awesome.
And we can have a dude, when I was in Black Hawk, what was I playing? I was playing the Little Shop of Horrors game. Like, they had the penny slot, whatever they were, and you it know, was a Little Shop of Horrors.
Guess the one that I played.
Ghostbusters.
Yes. No, be so well. That was, I really enjoyed that, but I lost a lot of money there.
Oh yeah, Little Shop of Horrors pays out well, actually.
That's nice.
You gotta feed Audrey too, and it keeps on saying, feed me, and then when you feed it completely, like, just chaos happens.
It's that's insane. So cool. I don't know. I was trying to bust ghosts, and I had no idea what was going on.
And next time we go to Black Hawk, we gotta go to Ghostbusters, and every time we score, we just gotta say, "Bustin' makes me feel good."
Yeah, maybe that was the issue, but I did not score often. Like, it just... They're like, oh, yeah, you want to supercharge it? I'm like, yeah, I want to supercharge it. And then nothing happened. So
nope. So you can't waste the supercharging.
I know.
Peter, I have a question about this last one. You put Anaconda on here, and I thought it was a remake, but it's a Chinese movie. Is this a real trailer?
Dude, I think so. Like, because, dude, they straight up say that they are just redoing Anaconda, the American version, but doing it Chinese.
Did you notice there was like, it was like the New Line Cinema intro sound was in that trailer and at the end, and they were just like taking clips of American movie trailers and putting it in this. And then, yes, it was. I was watching some of the scenes. I was like, that's in Anaconda. That's in Jennifer Lopez, Ice Cube's Anaconda. My favorite scene in the trailer was, well, two. One of them is when they had the little baby snake come out of the guy's ear. And then the other one is when they just were randomly hosing down that hot Asian girl with her white shirt with snakes around her.
That's what they do.
Yeah, that's how you get rid of snakes.
Dude, I think this is real. I don't think this is fake. And I think those scenes that you saw were not taken. They just redid them. Like, this is on IMDb. It's a reimagining. X-Men 97'd it. Dude, and you know what's crazy? Guess what year Anaconda came out?
Fuck.
96. Yeah, 97.
Oh, okay.
So they're reimagining the 1997 action horror film about a team of documentary filmmakers in search for giant.
Are we just getting the late 90s back? I'm loving this.
Dude, that trailer looked awesome. Like it made me want to watch Anaconda, plus watch this one, because like you said, there was some weird shit. Like, Chinese people, they do interesting things, and it looks like it's already out. So again, I'm sure we'll see this at some point, being on some weird, you know, probably on Netflix. No, wait, isn't Netflix, they're upset with China? I don't know.
You can't truly be upset with China, because everybody's tiptoeing around it, but I think China's going to start a giant war. Not a civil war, but like a world war.
Well, I mean, that would make it... are they trying to just, like, distract us with this movie? Is that what they're doing?
Maybe. Just, do they remake all our late 90s movies all over again? Like Batman and Robin? But China?
Maybe. All right, let's get into news.
What are we going to get? A trauma movie? Avenger trailer? I think we boycott doing the podcast until we get our trailer.
Well, that's just silly. I don't think they give a shit about us.
That's just silly. You know what is not silly? Because I read this first one wrong, and thank you for putting this on here, because I totally thought it was barbed wire. Because I read it too quick. And I was like, okay, that makes sense to have Sydney Sweeney be barbed wire. But then I also thought it was Stripperella, which I was like, even better. I don't know why I like broke this word down in two different movies starring Pamela Anderson. But it's my favorite like late 60s movie ever.
Which I know.
I'm so down for this one.
Dude.
Sydney Sweeney as a space vixen who like tries to take over galaxies, and they basically mentally like pleasure her. Yeah.
The fact she's a fan of this movie, she wants to redo it. You know, it sounds like it's going the right direction. This is one of those weirdest things. Like when I think about movies that like, oh yeah, you should remake that, Barbarella never popped in my head, but I love the idea, to be honest. It sounds fantastic.
Like I said, I read that so quick, I thought of two different movies, not the one that is one of my favorite movies. I don't know how many times I've watched Barbarella. I don't usually watch 60-style movies, but this movie had it all. It was cheesy, it was campy, it had Jane Fonda. The first, like, 3 minutes was her, like, naked running around in carpet. And so, dude, perfect casting, perfect producing. I'm ready. When does it come out?
Don't know. Very early stages. She might just be willing this into production, so we will see. But, you know, do you think, though, like, this day and age, is this something that's actually going to work?
Easily. They've overly sexualized Sydney Sweeney so bad. She just knows that's her character in movies. So this movie fits perfectly for her.
Yeah, but like, can you think of a movie that's similar to Barbarella in this day and age?
No.
Then either that's proven my point or it's exactly what we need now.
I think it's a little bit of both. It's proving your point, and it's exactly what we need right now.
Yeah. So we'll see.
I hope this comes out soon. Sooner, like next week. Get it done.
That'd be great. Maybe they're filming it now. This one's for you.
What's the main villain in that one? What was his name? Dude, it's funny because it's like a name. Oh, it's on Duran Duran. That's where Duran Duran got their name from, was the villain Duran Duran in there. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Wow, this is going to let you take this next piece of news because it's all about you, man. This one's yours.
All three of them? No, I'm just...
Well, I guess the rest, yeah.
Dude, finally have a release date. You have not seen this movie yet, have you?
No.
May 3rd. Get your butt, buy your Amazon subscription, get your butts in front of your TV and watch Godzilla.
Is it going to Prime?
It's going to Prime, yep.
Okay, well, I got that, so I'm ready.
Dude, finally, it's going to happen in Japan. It's going to happen here. We're getting both versions. Everybody can rejoice in great CGI glory of what Godzilla should be. Because I did watch Kong vs. Godzilla or Kong X Godzilla.
Yeah.
And we need more Godzilla. And just in the American ones and the Japanese ones and in real life. Churro, what are you doing, bro? Okay. So yes, May 3rd, which is coming up quick. It's like right before May the 4th.
That must be they're trying to capitalize off that Star Wars glory, I guess.
It's a weird connection there.
Yeah, I guess this one's also yours. This is these are your franchises.
Well, okay, what CinemaCon was just around the corner. And during CinemaCon, we got extra footage of Deadpool and Wolverine that we may get. I guess it's like a movie promo thing where Deadpool is talking about Secret Wars, and every time he starts saying something going off in Wolverine, Hugh Jackman starts cussing out the crowd. That was an exclusive. But the other big piece of news was Sonic the Hedgehog 3 got a trailer. And there was a lot of rumors on who's going to be the voice of Shadow. And
I swear you called this.
I did.
I swear you did. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's announced. Who is it? Drum roll. Blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah. It is not Hayden Christensen.
No.
It is Keanu John Wick Reeves. I like this. I like that they're listening to their fans, because the other big piece of news that came out of this was we're going to see a fat Dr. Robotnik, which is Jim Carrey's coming back. So he's not retired. He's coming back, and he's going to be a fat Dr. Robotnik.
So more like what the cartoon was like in a video game.
Yep. And I guess the trailer starts off where he's kind of depressed and like down on himself. And then he creates Shadow, and like he just realizes Shadow's just a badass. And it's a motorcycle toting black hedgehog with cool sneakers, and voiced by Keanu Reeves.
That's it. It's the motorcycle part.
Yup.
That's why they're doing that. That was the same thing. He was in a Toy Story, and his guy had a motorcycle as well.
Exactly. Keanu, it's funny. He'll voice anything, any character that has a motorcycle.
I think so. Dude, you know, he loves his motorcycle, so.
Peter, this last one is funny because we thought it was dead. But apparently, Warner Brothers is shopping Coyote vs. Acme, and they're shopping it to like Netflix or Amazon or Prime or whatnot. This was supposed to be a tax write-off. So what happened?
I think it's James Gunn, man. He's pushing to get this out there. But I heard they already did like try to shop it. So I don't know. Maybe they had a change of heart, or when was this article actually? Where did this come out? April 15th. So, yeah. They say could still be shopped around. I don't know, man. I've given up hope on this.
How come Warner Brothers finds themselves in a situation where they have these movies shelved for a long time? Are they just trying to create so much content where they're like, oh yeah, let's Batgirl. I wonder if people would want to watch that.
I don't. Well, I mean, they said that they were just cutting everything down and, you know, trying to right the ship there and save money. But I cannot fathom that they can make more money. Or I don't know, either make more money or save money by not. It's like that doesn't make any sense to me at all. Like, this is a completed project. It's ready to go. And they can't shop it. So they're saying. So just remember that. So Warner Brothers spokesperson said reports implying the studio is looking to destroy the film in exchange for a $40 million tax write-off are inaccurate. Oh, it's saying that was inaccurate news.
Isn't it weird Warner Brothers is kind of like doubling down? Like, no, we didn't say that. You know? Dude, they're so sneaky with their reports. Like, they also said that, like, pro wrestling AEW was doing well, and it's not. Like, what are they lying about? Like, why did they need to lie about? Dude, if you guys were shopping it, like, we obviously know you shelved this movie and you shelved Batgirl. Like, what do you have to hide from us? Except for making shitty content.
Yeah, this is interesting. The method of film cancellations has become a worrying norm for filmmakers, with studios opting to cancel films in order to receive tax benefits rather than the money the film could make at the box office. So they are basically saying that whatever movie, which, how is that possible with like Batgirl? No way they're going to get more tax benefits than ticket sales from releasing that. I mean, I guess maybe I'm not thinking about the marketing, how much that costs, but like,
dude, the marketing, keeping doors open for theaters, stuff like that. Yeah, no, you would get your money because you know what the weird comeback? Oh, Peter, got a quick question for you.
Oh, here we go.
What? How? Why? I have so many questions!
Can't say Ghostbusters. Okay?
Okay.
With the rage of all the new themed popcorn buckets coming out, what movie series would you like to have a popcorn bucket of? Besides Ghostbusters.
Oh, I was going to say, this is Ghostbusters. They didn't get it.
Because why I led into that is, dude, you can make a popcorn bucket out of this. You can. They're doing it for Garfield. They're doing themed popcorn buckets for all these new releases. There's a rumor that Deadpool and Wolverine has a pretty grotesque one coming out. Like,
besides the ones that you're already seeing?
Are they the ones with the hole in the mouth?
Yeah, it looks like they just suck your dick.
I think those are fake, but...
Oh, okay.
Dude, if Disney pulled that off... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. Popcorn bucket.
Godzilla. I want to eat out of the mouth of Godzilla.
What about Kong? Do you want to eat out of the fist of Kong?
Yeah, sure. More so Godzilla, I think. Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah. Oh, dude, you missed another prize. I'm going to take it from you. Jaws.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Could you imagine have a Jaws shark popcorn bucket?
No. I cannot.
You would love that.
I would love that.
You would have Jaws going ah, rah, 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 with all the popcorn.
Oh, dude, it'd be so awesome. before we move off of news, we've missed some big stuff.
Are you on comicbook.com?
No, I am not. But I wonder if... I don't know what you see there, but one of the biggest ones for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles...
Oh, fuck!
They're supposed to make a R-rated The Last Ronin movie. Which is awesome.
You know what, dude? I was going to put that in notes, and that was like my main reason. But a part of me just seems like that's too good to be true.
I know. Some of it, I was like, are you... Like, I don't know how set in stones. Like, because some of these are just announcements, right? They're just announcing it at a CinemaCon. So we will see.
Oh, so how do you feel about a Last Ronin movie? Kind of,
dude. Awesome.
Oh, and it's supposed to be live action.
Yeah, even I love the idea. I love it. I think it'd be really cool.
Original 1990 style turtle. Don't try and church it up. Don't do anything different. Give me the Michelangelo. Like Jim Henson puppet.
Yeah.
And the rest of the brothers, but
I don't know. They didn't really say anything about producers and anything, but I just feel like we have had the Michael Bay stuff now. We know that doesn't work. I think they're going to treat this right. I don't know if we're going to get a guy and a puppet, but, I just think the CGI will be toned down, and or at least they won't be so crazy. It'll be more, I think, true to what they actually look like in the comic book / the original movies. Other news, there is going to be a Transformer G.I. Joe live action crossover movie, which they hinted at the end of Rise of the Beasts. So that's coming.
Hell
there's
yeah.
going to be a Running Man remake. Directed by Edgar Wright and starring Glenn Powell, which I like that.
Okay.
So I guess there's going to be a Avatar The Last Airbender animated movies.
Okay.
A new Star Trek movie is supposed to be in the works, and a new Trey Parker and Matt Stone musical with an assist from Kendrick Lamar.
Holy shit. CinemaCon delivered. We need to go to these.
It's in Las Vegas, I believe.
I would love to. Could you imagine, like, oh, we need to go to these. How do we do this? We need to use our universe connections.
Well, you know, we are the media. We could tell them that we are there to write about this or podcast about it. We could do this, Ryan.
Let's do it.
We can do this.
We'll be at CinemaCon next year.
Oh, they also, dude, there's actually, like, you know, some of the stuff that I didn't even think about, like, there's footage for Gladiator 2 out there, which so many times I thought that was a joke, but no, there is, and there's going to be, I guess, sharks in it, and Pedro Pascal's in it, and Denzel.
There's gonna be sharks in Gladiator too.
Yes, and apparently Man versus Rhino. Like, there's gonna be some crazy shit. So that's coming, which that's cool. I think they did some footage for the new Captain America movie. Oh, there's just so much stuff. And then people actually got to see the Fall Guy. So, lucky them.
Peter, you know what other trailer we forgot, too?
What's that?
Joker.
Oh, yeah. Joker. And probably more importantly, Bambi the Revenge. I think that's what it is.
We're going to have to save those for next episode. Let's put them on the notes now so we can talk about them next week.
Okay. Oh, the Bambi the Reckoning. That's what it was.
I like that. Yeah. You want to get into some reviews, Peter?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. I'm sure you're tired. Are you muting me?
No, I think some little glitches. I don't know.
Huh. Well, I talk over our intros because I have a lot of thoughts. And Peter, so in the notes, you'll see that you and I both watched the movie that you're reviewing. So do you mind if I go first on this one and we can talk about the other one? All right. Yeah. So last night I saw Civil War, the Alex Garland movie about what would happen if the United States were in war with each other. Okay. If you've watched the trailer, it's everything you expect. However, if you watch the movie, it's more about the press and the media, and it's them traveling the country a la Walking Dead style, as America's fallen apart, and they're photographers, and they're capturing the demise of, what is it, it's the Western forces versus the loyalist states and the Florida Alliance and the New People Army. So America is basically sectioned off into four different divisions. Yeah. And so, yeah, they're traveling across, and it's a group like from Missouri, Colorado. I forgot where the guy was from. And then they meet some ragtag crew that ends up getting something happens to him midway through. But the thing about this movie is it's filmed brilliantly. It's a beautiful movie. It does capture like the eeriness of going through America where gas is $300 per half tank, or they may shoot you. It doesn't matter. So there's no, it's lawlessness in America right now between everybody, and all Americans are different. So you got to like pick and choose who you are. I think since they're press, like the people they encounter are more apt to like keeping them alive. Cause if they weren't, I'm pretty sure a lot of them would have been dead right away.
Yeah. Oh, this is about the guy that did Ex Machina and Annihilation.
So he is the director of Ex Machina Annihilation, and he was a writer of 28 Days Later and 28 Weeks Later. So, oh, and he was a writer of Dread. So he has some girth behind him in his writing skills and directing. I mean, he was brilliant in Ex Machina. I think that's one of my favorite, like, future AI. Think about Ex Machina came out in, 2014? Where are we at now? We're creating AI robots.
Yep.
10 years later. He like forecasted that, you know? Same thing with Annihilation. But Civil War is a good blend of what could be a dystopian future and it happening in real time. If you love 28 Days Later and 28 Weeks Later and to be announced 28 years later, you're gonna like this movie. There's no zombies. There's no weird shit. It's real life. Like, people are dying in here. There's explosions. And let me tell you, Peter, I'm not gonna give away what happens at it, but the final scenes when they are in Washington, D.C. are so realistic. Like, you can... I hate to say it, you can actually see, like, see that happening.
Yeah.
Like, there's barricades across the White House. There's, you don't know what military is fighting against who. It's just absolute gunfire. It's absolute chaos. It seems like terrorism, but it's not. And it's a sad story because, Kirsten Dunst, she's like the main character throughout this movie, and throughout this entire time, she's just like lost all emotion. Like, she's just so immune to what's going on. And these other people, the people that she's with, are just like, no, we got to get there. We got to get there. And I think she's kind of like teaching this young girl to be a photographer or press, and she's eager to see what's going on. So you get to see the viewpoint of Kirsten Dunst, who's like a professional journalist, and a young girl who's up and coming, and you got to see her progress very quickly. This movie is it's pretty tough to watch, dude. Like, because it's super real. Like, there's, I know a lot of media is like, oh, hey, this movie is kind of like on the spot. Yeah, no, it truly is. Like, if I could totally see something like this happening. It's kind of crazy. So
it is crazy. And I just,
and Nick Offerman is such a great president.
Oh yeah, he's president. That's awesome. Yeah.
He's a dictatorial president. So like, yeah, find out what happens to him.
Interesting. It kind of makes me nervous, you know, thinking about this. It's just the fact that it's so real, and the possibilities that this could happen is just crazy, which that's why part of me is like, maybe we don't release this. Like, you're giving people ideas.
No shit, dude. That's the thing. And I always thought Danny Boyle was like the mastermind behind 28 Days Later and 28 Weeks Later, but no, it's Alex Garland. And like, it has that vibe.
Yeah.
Like, it's so crazy. So crazy. So highly recommend Civil War. I recommend anybody to watch this. Your parents, kids, babies. just nobody in other countries. Like, we don't want them to see that.
Yeah, well, I think they already see it. They see how we fight with one another.
That's true.
So, that is true. Well, nice. My movie, or our movie, was
Roadhouse.
Not so political. I watched the new Roadhouse with Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor. And I actually rewatched the original as well.
Ooh, okay. So you did double the homework.
Yeah. So, first off, it's been a while since I've seen the original Roadhouse. And so, super excited for this one. I'll take that back. I wasn't that excited until I listened to a podcast with Jake Gyllenhaal, and he was talking about it. He's like, dude, I was looking for my next project, and then like I saw that the Roadhouse was out there, and I forgot that he worked with Patrick Swayze before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in Donnie Darko.
That's right.
And so he was like, "I'm doing that. Like, this is like in honor of him. Like, I'm doing this one." And
dude, that's cool.
Yeah, and so it made me like want to see this, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I really did. And there's parts of this movie I think that are better than the original. There's also parts in the original that I was like, okay, that one, that's still better. Like, but it's all the same broad strokes, I guess, where, right, a run down bar, the Roadhouse in this movie, that's in Florida, in the Keys, right?
Florida Keys, yep.
Yeah. They're looking for a bouncer to basically, get this bar going the right direction, get all the troublemakers out, and get it to be like a nice establishment. They seek that person out. I love how the beginning, it's actually Post Malone, right?
In the beginning, called him Post Malone.
Yeah. He's for the fighters, and then like then Jake Gyllenhaal comes in. He's like, I'm out. And then that's when they decide, ooh, this is the guy that we should really get to be our bodyguard or a bouncer for the Roadhouse. But this is one of the weird things, because like at least in the original, right, Patrick Swayze, like they knew that this was his job. They show like he pretty much grew up around this and was taught the ins and out by none other than Sam Elliott. In this movie, they just found this guy that used to be an ex-UFC fighter who has a troubled past, and yet he's just phenomenal at bouncing people. I mean, he's really good at fighting, obviously, but like there's other parts where he's like, this guy has a knife, you know, like you can see it. Like, why does he have all these other
superpowers?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, that he just knows things. Like, I get that he's good at fighting, but like it just felt like he's very aware and he's been around the block with
it's like all he was stuff. A master splinter for the other bouncers.
Exactly. And that was kind of the case again, I think, in Roadhouse, you know, like he was making them all better employees. But this one, like he was creating Jake Gyllenhaal was like kind of getting his, you know, his bouncers together. Like, hey, I saw you helped me out the other night. Why don't you like to fight? Come on, come help me. You can fight people every night. You know?
Oh, yeah.
It was things like that, which I liked. I looked past a lot of these things, but it always stuck with me. It was like, well, that was weird. Like, they didn't really give any reasoning behind that, which I guess I was just like, you know, I'm fine with it. I'll just accept that he grew up on the streets and that he's a really good fighter. But I really did like his backstory and how the guy is just nuts. He is damaged goods.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, like he has like this really nice, he's kind of like, he's very funny. He makes a lot of these weird jokes at random times, which I really enjoyed. But he has this very dark past, and it comes into light later on in the movie where basically he's almost like the Incredible Hulk. Was like, I felt it was almost like, I'm just always mad, but now I'm really mad. And so
he turns it up.
Yeah. Now I'm just going to kill everybody, which was also very strange. Like there was this very much like, half this movie that was straight up like, all right, gotta, you know, I'm the bouncer at the bar, you know, getting some scuffles and everything. And then there's this changing where it's just straight up, I'm gonna blow up everyone and kill everybody. Yeah. Very drastic change in tones in this movie. I was still on board, still thoroughly enjoyed it.
It goes from like Jimmy Buffett's like, I love this bar, or not, that's not him, but like this shitty bar with shitty music that ignites everybody to fight, to like murder. Just murder. There's a lot. And it's funny because like the accessory cast, like the bartenders and Frankie and like the girl at the bookstore and whatnot, they're just like, no, yeah, we know you're the guy. Like, do you want some food? Like, yeah, thanks for helping us out. All right, cool. Like, meanwhile, there's just like brutal fights going on everywhere. And it's like everyday life for them.
Yeah. Yep. So I don't know. It was very easy to look past all this stuff. I did not have any issues with it per se, because it's a very fun movie in my opinion, and Conor McGregor, like, I wasn't so sure about that, but I thought he was amazing. I loved his character.
Okay, let's talk about that, because I went into this movie, my brother watched it, and I was like, hey, what'd you think? And he goes, it's okay, but Conor McGregor is just too out of character. Like, he's walking around goofy. He has his dumb, dopey smile on his face. And he's talking in this weird accent. But then when I watched it, like, I went in with that notion, like, okay, well, he's going to be stupid. But I was like, all right, I get his character, you know?
Yeah.
And I watched this with my dad. And my dad enjoyed the entire movie. Thought it was great.
Yeah, me too.
And so you liked Conor McGregor's character.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very much over the top, but like, that's what I want. Like, he was the very similar to Jake Gyllenhaal. They're both very damaged, and there's even a line where he's like, you're fucked up. Me too.
Yeah, yep. Would you say, okay, watching a lot of pro wrestling, like lately they've been talking about the final boss. Do you think he was like more of a final boss type of character? Or do you think he was like, it was a Ken versus Ryu kind of thing where they were the same, but different. And one is like an evil one and one's a good one.
Yeah, I think I kind of took it like that. But at the same time, yeah, he is kind of like the final boss.
What's Dolly think?
I think Danielle's coming in.
Oh, well, good. Well, Peter, I enjoyed this movie too, and I didn't know if I was gonna. But you're right. It's just an over the top, like, beat 'em up. They can make this a video game.
Yeah, I'd play that.
I would totally play a game like this where you're a bouncer of a bar and you gotta fight everybody. That would be so awesome.
Yeah. So the stuff that I liked more, I thought just the fighting was awesome, you know. Yeah. Much more violent and just, I would say, fun than in Roadhouse. Some of the stuff that I didn't like was the weird sped up, like, Jake Gyllenhaal gets like hit, you know, so many car issues with him, and like, that was some of the stuff that, like, it was weird. Like, they had like a weird action, like, animation where, like, it was sped up, kind of weird, but the fighting I thought was all great, especially with him and McGregor. I loved all that. I also really liked, like, the son, like, the main, the bad guy, really, like, the real bad guy. I really liked
Brent.
Yeah, was it Brent or Brett?
I think it was Brent. Let me double check that, but I'm pretty sure it's Brent.
Yeah, I loved his character. I thought he was great. Like, you know, a lot of the characters in this movie I just really enjoyed. Especially in the comic relief, like the weird, you know, he was in that biker gang. He's like, you know, I just got mixed up in the wrong, you know, crowd. I just really like to ride bikes. Like,
that guy was funny.
Yeah.
And he was, like, consistent, you know, throughout the whole thing. Like, he was harmless. I'm sorry, his name was Ben Brandt.
Okay. Yeah, I thought the bad guy was fantastic. I think the place where I thought they fell kind of short was that the original kind of really did it well. Is like the bad guy, right? He's going after like all these shops and stuff, right? He wants to make take over all these properties. And so he's affecting all these businesses. And there's kind of like someone in the original as well. But those people just basically just let Jake Gyllenhaal do everything.
Yeah, they just assumed he was going to take care of it. Bookstore, liquor store, gas station, all of it.
Yeah, and so then in the original, the townsfolk, actually the shop owners, they come in and take action themselves, which I think that's the better ending. This one just had the Jake Gyllenhaal being a badass. I love that there's the moment where, you know, he's like getting the shit kicked out of him. And then he's like, nah, you know, he charged up at the last minute and just, you know, kicked the shit out of McGregor, which I loved it. I just loved it. It's just so over the top, which, when are we going to see a remake of Over the Top? You know?
Uh-huh, that's a good point.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, I've been seeing all these things about, like, people like, oh, why are they making these stupid blockbuster movies? But I'm like,
such a money grab. I'm like, who cares? This like went straight to Amazon Prime. And it was just good, stupid fun. Like, I really enjoyed myself. So, and I can see myself rewatching this because the action is that good. And I thought Jake Gyllenhaal's character was like that entertaining to watch. Like, I would totally watch it again because of him. I love that he was just this badass, kind of silly guy. With his demons, you know, it was great. So highly recommend. It's on Amazon Prime. Actually, both of them are.
So. Civil War is?
No, both of them.
Oh, are. both Roadhouses. Oh, gotcha. Yeah. yeah, I enjoyed it. And I didn't really have anything bad to say about it. Like, and usually I watch a movie with my dad and I look at him and I'm like, that movie was bullshit. But like, some scenes were kind of bullshit, but I liked it. It wasn't too dumb and over the top, you know?
I think it was. I think it was bullshit, but it's fun. It's fun bullshit.
It's fun bullshit. It's fun to play with bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, good deal. All right, Peter. It's getting late.
Last thing. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yes! Yes! Oh!
Still a lot of energy.
Oh, God. Oh.
I'll have what she's having.
So... I'll make this snoring
in your ear.
She is snoring a little bit, yeah. I'll make this
sweet.
I'll make this quick. Is I've never seen this, and I'm getting excited for the NFL draft. It's almost here.
Oh yeah.
And so I watched Draft Day with Kevin Costner, and I gotta say, dude, I loved it. I hear so many people shit on this movie, but I really enjoyed it.
Who shit on this movie? This movie is great, dude.
I've heard tons of people say they hated it. It's so why I put it off. I thought it was going to be boring, but I love the characters. I love Kevin Costner. Jennifer Gardner's good.
Chadwick Boseman's in it.
Oh, yeah. Chadwick. Superman's in it. Tom Welling from Smallville.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it's also directed by Ivan Reitman.
Oh.
Ghostbusters. So I was
this has a great cast. It has... Sam Elliott, Rosanna Arquette, I'd say, not him, but Terry Crews is in there.
Yeah, a lot of these people that kind of play brief roles, but yeah, it's good, and I really enjoyed it, and I like the whole, you know, it's a lot of talk, right? It's a lot of trading, and I think you have to be invested in the NFL, I think, to really enjoy it, but yeah. I thoroughly liked it. So Draft Day is my recommendation.
I like that one. Well, Peter, I can't do X-Men 97 three episodes in a row, can I?
I mean, if you want. That's what you're watching.
I want to. You should watch it. Everybody should watch it. Episode 5 is one of the best turning points of a TV show I've ever watched in my entire life. And it's a cartoon. The other one I want to give a good shout out to is also on Amazon Prime, but Fallout.
I've been meaning to watch this.
Fallout is good. And the good thing about, and there's some controversy behind this because X-Men 97 is releasing their episodes every week where Fallout just released everything. And there's like a little back and forth on who should have did what in a certain way. But I like that Fallout can let me binge watch and be in that moment where X-Men sets up a cliffhanger and I'm excited for the next episode, you know? Like, I love that we now have an option to watch TV shows like this. So, Fallout just came out. There's 8 episodes. You could chew through those, no problem. And she's Peter. Catch up on X-Men 97. If you love your X-Men and your characters, be prepared to cry.
All right. Well, man, I'm for both of those. I need to watch them. So, all right, buddy.
All right.
Put this one, well, she's already asleep. But I need to stop talking so she can really sleep. So,
well, you let her go to bed, okay?
It's been fun. We'll catch everyone next time. Till then, pew pew out.
Pew pew out. We'll be right back. We'll lower the music so she can't hear it. Baby proof.
Be sure to visit bmoviesbeyond.com.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
Good night.